Welcome to another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is Amos Garrett. Just opened with your soloing through Sleepwalk from the Guitar Heroes album recently released on Stony Plain. And that was, of course, recorded July 12th, 2013 at the Vancouver Island Music Fest on the main stage. Glad to say I was there to see it. It's billed as a historic once-in-a-lifetime gathering of four great legends who've changed the course of rock, country, blues, and roots music. Amos, what was it like to be there on stage in the first place? You're, of course, no stranger to live recordings, but this one felt a little special.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just to be playing with any one of those three guys is a moment, I'd say, especially I would have to say in all respect to Albert and David, that my chance to really meet and spend some time and not just play music with, but hang out with James Burton, who was a childhood idol of mine. I say childhood, he was a child at the same time. He was only 2 years older than me when he had his first, I was 14, he started playing the guitar when he was 13, he told me. I was amazed, because by the time he was 14, a year later, he was the house guitar player on the Louisiana Hayride, which was the biggest national country western radio show in the world. It was bigger than the Grand Ole Opry in its day, and in 1 year he got that good, and he backed everybody on that show. And a year after that, he partially wrote and played on a historic rock and roll recording of a cousin of Ronnie Hawkins, the godfather of rock and roll in Canada, his cousin Dale Hawkins, and James wrote Susie Q. I was just barely picking up a guitar then. I mean, I could hardly play a C chord, and here was James, 2 years older than me, and just, he was so advanced. And it's such a great guy to hang out with, such a gentleman. It was a great thrill for me.
So this was your first time to actually meet him face-to-face?
No, I actually met him, but very briefly. I mean, in passing at an Emmylou Harris recording session, that he was doing some overdubs on her record. He'd finished his, and he was on his way to another session, and we just sort of passed in the hall, and I was coming in to do an overdub on a couple of Emmylou's tunes on that album. I forget which one. I played on her first two records. And we just, we stopped and shook hands and had like a one-minute chat, and he had to race off to another session somewhere else, and this was in Los Angeles. And he sort of remembered that when we met in Cumberland at the hotel where we had our rehearsal that day.
Okay, here comes James.
I'll say that you will be true. I'll say that you will be true and never make me blue. I'll soothe you. I'll say that you will be mine. I'll say that you will be mine. I'll say that you will be mine all of the time. I'll soothe you.
So that was going to be my next question. How much time did you guys have to actually gel before you got up there on the Concert Bowl stage? So you did some rehearsal in Cumberland. What was that like, the four of you together working out what was going to happen on stage?
Oh, it was a ball. Just because there were four of us and we were only going to do an hour, it pretty much came down to about each of us would pick two tunes that we really wanted to do and figure out what the repertoire was, and then we ran through everything. And of course, that was with Albert's band too. I mean, a fabulous little group that Albert has. It was really a treat to play with those guys as well.
So, as you say, about an hour on stage, an amazing collection of music. Are there particular tunes that stand out from that set that are on the Guitar Heroes CD here? Ones that really stand out for you?
I think my version is or my playing on Sleepwalk that night was, I don't think I ever played it better. I played a couple of things that were purely improvised that I'd never done in the tune before. So some of the solo is sort of basically memorized, you know. But there were sections of it that were improvised. I don't do that often on that particular song. And of course, that the first real stone kind of rock. I used to play a fair bit of rockabilly, kind of chicken pick and Telecaster type guitar when I was younger. But I've sort of gotten away for a long time, so it was quite a challenge. When Albert threw me my first solo on That's All Right Mama, which was the first tune that he called that night, I was just shaking in my boots, but I played a great solo. I was amazed. I was looking at my hands going, whose hands are those? And so I remember those tunes, I think the best. A ballad instrumental that James called it, I can't remember the title of right now, that was really beautiful. I'd never heard it before, but it was a kind of a rock and roll instrumental standard at one point in time. And of course, playing with Wilcox is always a thrill. We've played together before, but I don't get to see him very often because I don't go east very often. And he comes out here occasionally, and every so often I get a chance to see him and play with him. We played together in Maria Muldaur's band back when she had a couple of hit records back in the mid-70s. David was the other guitar player in her band for a while, so we have some history.
So now I've got the CD right here in front of me. There's That's All Right Mama, Susie Q, You on Sleepwalk, Leave My Woman Alone, You're the One, Coming Home Baby, Flip Flop Fly, Only the Young.
That's the tune, Only the Young.
Mentioned Jeff Muldaur, of course. You two go way back, and you're going to get a chance to reconnect here on stage at the Vancouver Island Music Fest. You must be looking forward to that.
Oh, well, certainly am. Jeff and I did a kind of a reunion tour. We had a duet in the late '70s for a couple of years, and we both played in Paul Butterfield's last full-time touring and recording band, which is called Butterfield's Better Days, for almost 3 years, like that there. And so we had a kind of a reunion tour in 2010 in Japan. We did 16 concerts, and we did some recording. It hasn't come out yet, but I think it'll see the light of the day sometime.
And so you're going to be on stage with Jeff.
We've got two shows. Two kind of one-hour shows. So we have a one show on the Woodland stage. It's kind of late afternoon. That's a perfect time to play. I love that stage. That's my favorite stage at the Vancouver Island Music Fest. And then we're doing one somewhere else, I think maybe in the barn, but very early in the day.
We're only two folks trying to get together, trying to make it work. Who are we to judge one another? That could cause a lot of hurt.
We've also got From Memphis to Monk is coming up on the Concert Bowl stage on Saturday, a tribute to the late, great Thelonious Monk. You're going to be there for that. My first thought was something from the Amos Garrett Jazz Trio, something like Blue Monk. Are we liable to hear that?
Oh, yeah, well, definitely, unless one of the other artists beats me to it. But I can do that, and I could maybe do Mysterioso as another Monk piece that I play.
And tell us about Monk. How is it that he impacted your trio? Of course, he impacted everybody. But your thoughts on Thelonious Monk?
He's just a giant of the bebop era and one of the most melodic composers, I think, of the bebop era. Very, very, very unique piano player, and I have a fairly pianistic approach to the guitar at times, and so I would naturally gravitate towards his kind of writing.
Thank you. Wilbur.
The last time you and I talked was before the 2013 Guitar Heroes appearance, your 2013 at Vancouver Island Music Fest. After that, of course, you got hit by the big Alberta flood.
Yes.
And I can remember we had talked about what guitars you were playing, and you took me through sort of your guitar room in the way of what instruments you had. As I understand it, you got hit pretty hard by the flood and suffered quite a bit of damage in your High River place.
Yes, we did. We're still in repair mode. The whole town is. It's going to be a long time before we were fully recovered from that. And of course, there's been a tremendous amount of sort of defensive remediation done around the town, raising all the dikes and stuff. I think we're really well protected against flooding for the first time in history. So, of course, we never suffered a flood of that severity remotely in the past. There were whole sections of High River that had never flooded in history, which is right where we bought a house. I mean, we researched that very carefully before we purchased a house in this beautiful little town. We knew some parts of it were prone to flooding and others weren't, you know. So we bought a house in the high and dry part of town, and it still flooded because it was just one of those worst floods in history situations. So much like what's happening in Texas right now, which is horrifying, I'm trying to kind of mobilize an effort on the part of High Riverites to get involved with some disaster aid for the people of the small town down there named Wimberley, Texas, who took a tremendous damage. I mean, worse than even High River did in our worst flood in history. They're on a river called the Blanco that it just has a much longer course and drains a much larger area. And the rainstorm that went through there and caused their flood was a much bigger storm in terms of latitude and longitude. So the total volume of rain that came out of the heavens that caused their flood was just staggering.
It's cliche. Sometimes good or bad things bring out the good things in people. You obviously are practicing that right now, and you saw that, I guess, after the floods. There were a lot of your fellow performers pitching in to help you out.
Oh, we had a ton of help from all quarters, not just within the music business, which it was very touching. How the music community came to our aid, and in the wake of that, we needed a lot of money to rebuild and repair the damage to our house and property. But we also got a ton of help from volunteers and volunteer groups, especially church and Christian disaster relief programs like Samaritan's Purse. They were sending work crews over to our house, like 20 people at a time every day, you know, with a skilled contractor, volunteer, directing them and how to help us out. And at my age, I just couldn't participate that much in the physical rebuilding of the house. And we just had a tremendous amount of help. And I'm sure that people at Wimberley will be getting the same treatment.
Of course, I've said this before, it doesn't feel like the Vancouver Island Music Fest without Amos Garrett there, and because it seems you've been there so many times. Have you lost track, or how many times is it?
Gee, I can't. I'm sure I can't remember playing it with my blues band, the A-Team, but I'm sure we did. And I specifically remember playing there with, of course, the Guitar Hero show really stands out. But I had a wonderful show there with Doug Somm that I still have a few photographs of that. We lost almost all our family photos in the flood because they were all in the basement in boxes. So I don't have a lot of still photography to help bring back those memories. But I I've got some, and I actually do have a couple of pictures of me on stage with Doug, the late Doug Salmon, who's, of course, lived on Vancouver Island part-time for a couple of years. He got to where the heat of southeast Texas in the summer was just too much for him, and so he started coming up, and he rented, he and his wife Beverly rented a house on Shawnigan Lake, I think it was, down near Victoria, and they just loved it up there. I just heard from Beverly via Facebook that she almost got caught in the flood down there on Monday in Houston, because the whole city got cut off, and she was in. She's not from Houston, but she was there visiting people, and being from a really old Texas family, she was pretty flood smart, and because they have some beauties down there in those latitudes, and she was able to get out of the city just before all the highways were shut down and flooded, and get back to her house, which is more on the outskirts of Austin.
Well, I'm glad she was able to escape that. Obviously, terrible times down there.
Yeah.
When we look at the Vancouver Island Music Fest and your many appearances, certainly the Doug Somm one is seen as a classic. I hear many people talk about that particular year. Is there something about the Vancouver Island Music Fest that keeps you coming back? You've certainly done a lot of the music festival circuit. You've had a chance to see how others are done.
Yeah, I think it's just mainly it's just my friendship and respect for Doug Cox, who's just one of the best artistic directors a festival could possibly have. You know, and says nothing. There aren't a lot of comes to mind. There aren't a whole lot of festivals that I know that actually have a musician as an artistic director, right? And of course he's just such a fine musician. That's a real advantage that I think the Vancouver Island has.
And of course, I couldn't talk to Amos Garrett without asking, how's the fishing?
It's been a little slow. The weather's been really good and stuff, but I've been preoccupied doing some other things, and I'm just about to get into it full swing. I do have one little local lake that I can go to that's only minutes from the house. I go over there just every day, sometimes only for 10 minutes or, you know, a half hour or so. The fishing's pretty good there earlier in the spring. Mostly small fish, but fun. And I'm planning a trip to a prairie reservoir lake to go after some lake whitefish, which I love to eat, and there's a zillion of them, so you don't have to worry about catch and release problems and stuff. So, and they're really fun to catch. So, I'll be on it.
We're all glad to hear that you're planning a trip out to the Vancouver Island Music Fest as well in July, and very much looking forward to hearing not only Amos Garrett, but Amos and Jeff Muldaur back together again, and seeing you appear on a number of different stages. It's going to be another special year. Amos, looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Amos Garrett. How about that?
Like the man said, Amos Garrett. Heard there as part of the wonderful Guitar Heroes set, including James Burton, Albert Lee, and David Wilcox, recorded live on the main stage July 12th at the 2013 Vancouver Island Music Fest. The Guitar Heroes CD was recently released on Stony Plain. And that takes us to the end of another Music Fest podcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks once again to Juno winner Helen Austin and Todd Butler for wrapping it up.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.